been a death in our family. We knew it was coming, but there still is that sharp sense of shock and deep, deep hurt. Our home seems so stark, and it feels really sort of cold. Family and friends have gathered, instinctively coming together to share our grief and seek solace through prayer and community. Death causes such an upheaval because we are assailed by so many varied and intense emotions. Nothing will ever be as before. Relationships will be altered, attitudes reshaped. Because if we give our heart, mind, and spirit to Jesus tonight, our lives will be forever changed. Because we will be changed. During the past week, we have accompanied Jesus from his boisterous entrance into Jerusalem to the melancholy of the Last Supper and that painful time in the Garden of Gethsemane, to the awful moments of his arrest. And then it felt as if we took each torturous step with Jesus as he made his way through the narrow streets, up and down the steep, slippery steps, carrying that heavy wooden bar. Many people stood along the street and in the marketplace, jeering and shouting. And too, there were those who were bereft with tears in their eyes. And Jesus actually stopped and tried to console them. We cringed each time he fell. Finally, we stood at the foot of the cross. The sky had turned steel gray, a chill wind was blowing. We looked at his mother, Mary. She looked heartbroken, shattered. Soon she will tenderly cradle Jesus in her arms, as she did when he was an infant and a toddler. We held our breath as Jesus took his last breath and gave up himself to death. We stood still, rooted to the spot, heartsick. It's really extraordinary that an event from 2,000 years ago can evoke such intense feelings in us now, this very evening. Because it is very real, very present, very personal. Now, most of us have attended countless Good Friday services, but tonight it might sound and feel as if we are experiencing it for the first time. Because we are different this Good Friday. Things have happened to us during the past year. We have suffered loss, disappointment, hurt, financial concerns, or health problems. There has been loneliness, anxiety, perhaps even despair, all of which provides a subtext to our Good Friday, shaping what we think and feel this night, because we bring all those experiences, those emotions, to this Good Friday. And that is how it should be. Good Friday is too important, too intense, for us to come to it as a blank slate. Tonight is not a passive liturgy. Our worship is informed by all that has happened to us. In a sense, we use our grief and distress to create a closeness to Jesus. We all know what suffering is like. Our worship is more authentic and meaningful when we bring our real selves to the cross. All our blemishes, insecurities, doubts, and fears, our brokenness. And that makes us so vulnerable. It's risky letting Jesus see us as we really are. And it also means that we see ourselves as we really are. and that can be scary. But St. Paul might remind us at this moment that there is a leap of faith to reveal ourselves to God and to ourselves. But what a wonderful opportunity to experience a surge of trust in Jesus and ourselves. True, tonight is a somber night. Yet it is also a hopeful one. Tonight's epistle reaffirms that we are now called into a new life, washed clean of our frailties. In their book, The First Paul, Marcus Borg and Dominic Crossan write of St. Paul's passionate belief that, quote, "The resurrection gave meaning to the cross, and the cross gave meaning to resurrection," unquote. To be a Christian means to be passionately engaged with both the cross and the empty tomb. So this night, we are not just left with our own pain and our compassion for Jesus. The death and resurrection of Jesus are tangible acts of mercy and love and redemption. So whatever burdens you brought with you tonight can now be lifted. Grief and hurt can be softened. Remorse swept away. Our brokenness healed. The grief and sadness we feel tonight is balanced by the rock-solid knowledge that this is not the end of the story. There will be a glorious resurrection. Jesus will overcome his passion and death, and in a sense, so will we. If we have connected all of our tough times to the sufferings of Jesus, his triumph reassures us of our own capacity to overcome whatever difficulties and pain we are going through. Yes, there has been a death in our family, and tonight we stand beneath the cross, waiting.